Klal Yisrael turns into a nation. And we say in the Torah, the Pasuk says, Hayom hazeh in niyesa la'om. In this day, in this parasha, Klal Yisrael have turned into a nation. The fascinating thing is that we give an enormous amount of credit to a parasha that we call the parasha Yisroi. We could call the parasha Parashas Matan Torah. We could call the parasha Parashas Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, Parashas Yisroi. Yisroi gets all the, you know, the whole parasha, the parasha of Matan Torah, where Klal Yisrael turned into a nation, is Yisroi. Even more strange is the Machlekes and Gemara Avodah Zarah. When exactly did Yisroi come? Did Yisroi come before the Torah was given, or did Yisroi come after the Torah was given? It's Machlekes. Here the Torah puts it in this week's parasha before the Torah was given, as if not the correct order, as if it's some kind of introduction to the Torah. So this parasha of Yisroi coming is some kind of introduction to the Torah. In other words, we've got to get this parasha clear, this introduction, and then we can get into what the Torah is all about. What is so unique, what is so wonderful about the story of Yisroi coming that teaches us the Yisoidus, the foundations, that with this knowledge, with this background, we can go towards the Torah? Why is that so important? Now, who is this Yisroi? Let's understand this carefully. Yisroi was a highly accomplished man. He was a person who had encyclopedic knowledge. He had a Wikipedia of all different kinds of religions and cults, and he'd seen it all, and he had come, and he left behind Midian, the Kohen Midian. He left behind Midian. He'd been thrown out of Midian. He retired with bizyonus, with shame and disgrace, because he threw away Avodah Zarah. And he comes to the Midbar, and he comes along and he says, and in Pasuk Yud Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Vav, yeah. By Yoimel Moshe, he sends a message to Moshe. Ani chasoincha Yisroi bo elecha. I'm coming. Yeah, he sends him a text message. I'm coming. I'm arriving in the airport. Ve'ishtecha u'shnei v'nei imo. I'm coming with your wife and your two kids. I'm coming. I need to be fetched. Okay. Message he sends. Now let's understand. The Pasuk says earlier on. In Pasuk Beis, Yikach Yisroi Choseh Moshe Tzipora Eishes Moshe Acha Shilocheha. At that stage, Moshe Benu already sent her away, because obviously we're talking about after Matan Torah, Moshe Benu couldn't be together with Tzipora. In other words, this was no longer an active father-in-law. Yeah, he was an ex-father-in-law, as it were. And he comes along and says to Moshe Benu, I'm arriving with your wife and kids. Text message. I'm arriving, listen, a flight from the Midian flight, inbound from Midian. Yeah, I'm coming at this and this time. Fine. Yeah, so the Shver is the Yiddish, the father was called the Shver. Yeah? A Shver is something that is hard, difficult. Right, Rabbi Kestenbaum? Yeah? It's something that is difficult. Right, David? Yes? It's a No.
Shviger
is walkable. Right. So there's a Shver. So Yisroi comes along and his Shver sends him a message.
Shver is okay, the Shviger.
Yeah. So he comes along and he gets a message from the Shver. So the parasha begins with a message from the Shver. Now, very naturally, he comes along, and Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, welcomes him, etc., etc. And then, what does he do? He gives his piece of advice. Loi teva dovo, he comes the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Novi Mikol and the Vim, yeah, stood at Hasinai, he's standing there, it's after Matan Torah, by the way, right? According to that Gemara, and he's standing there, Kerenor Ponov, he had a shine in his face, Moshe. He was a Malach Elikim Mamash. He'd been 40 days and 40 nights up in Shemaim. And the Kohen Midian, his father, comes along and says, Moshe, you're doing it all wrong. They're not good. Yeah? Moshe can quite easily say to him, the greatest of respect, old man, you know, honestly, you know, with no, I don't mean any kind of disrespect, but I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? I'm a Novi. I have Nevuah. I've been up to Shemaim. Leave it to me. You know, your visitor here, I mean, by all means, enjoy the hospitality, but don't tell me loy toiva dova and it's not the right thing, it's not giving me eitzes over here. And then, with the whole background, then we got all that behind us, says a parasha b'chidish ha-shlishi, let's say, b'nesol meres b'shrayim b'yomazer b'omid b'sinai, and here we have the whole Kabbalah Torah. Why is it that this is used as an introduction to Torah Shabbat, to Kabbalah Torah, this whole story, which in fact, according to most opinions, Machlokes and the Gemara, comes actually after the Torah was given. Why is it in here? So I saw a very, very beautiful piece of Rishim Shem Pinkus.
Because
because doing what your father-in-law says comes before the Torah.
Yes, absolutely, David. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I prefer this. Let's see if you say this when your father-in-law wasn't here. So the voice like this. Listen to this. A beautiful voice. So Shem Shapinka says that what is especially unique about what is special about being a Jew? What is it? In other words, what is special about the fact that a person in other words, Yisroel saw everything. What was it that he left it all behind and decided to become a Jew? In fact, Rishon Shem Pinchas says he once asked a Ger, tell me, what do you see in being a Jew now that you didn't see before? What is the uniqueness? So he says, now I know I'm davening to the correct God. So Shem Shapinka says, with all greatest of respect, that is not what classifies Jewish belief. That is not Jewish belief. People all believe, you know, there's plenty of them. Pasuk Malachi says that all the going from around the world recognize a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? On every American banknote, in God we trust. Yeah, there is a knowledge of a God. There's a certain, so there could be mistakes of how he is the Catholic Church there are certain ways of understanding what he is, but there is a concept of praying to an infinite God. Like look at the Muslims or the monotheistic religions, right? They all believe ultimately there is one God. So why is it? What's Judaism unique? And he says he believes that there's one particular point that is unique, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Shimshon Pinchas. There's one particular point that makes the difference between what Jews believe as their religion, that is a fundamental into their religion, and every other religion. He says as follows. He says, very often he goes and he gives droshes in different places. He used to go around the world. He used to give droshes in America and Eretz Yisrael, different places, and South Africa. He used to travel a lot. And he said there's two different kinds of droshes he would give. There's one drosha that he would talk about, Ben Odom Lechaveri. Ben Odom Lechaveri, how a person has to care about the other person, how a person's got to be kind to the other person, how a person's got to be appreciative. For example, he said he'd give a drasha about Toiv Hamalbin Shnai Mechaveiro Yosim Machileo Cholov. It is better to smile at a person, to whiten your teeth, as well, to smile to a person. It is more than giving them a cup of milk. He says, why do you say cup of milk? Why not a cup of water? He says, a cup of water quenches your thirst. A cup of milk gives you energy. A cup of milk gives you vitamins. A cup of milk gives you what you need in order to carry on the day. He says, smiling at another individual. Good morning, how are you? Friendly and... That is people who... That is vitamins, that gives them life. He says, everyone around the room, they're nodding their heads and they're smiling and they're into it. Yeah. And nobody's ever said, you know, Rabbi, you're overdoing it a bit with this Odom Lechaveira business. You know, it's a bit too frum for us with Odom Lechaveira. No, on the contrary, the more he talks about appreciation and if somebody gives you a cup of coffee in a restaurant, don't just take it from him because you're paying him. Thank you very much, sir. That's very kind. Make him happy. Everyone agrees. He says, yet, when we start talking about learning more and davening more and Kedusha Shabbos and disconnecting from secular media, then people say, you know, Rabbi, that's great for Bnei Brak or for Tifrach or for Opakim. Yeah, but we're in San Diego now. We're in San Francisco. Yeah, we're in Johannesburg. Yeah, you know, I think it was a bit too heavy on the guys, right? So what's the difference? Why is it? Why when it comes to Odom Lechaveiro, everyone is only too happy to listen? Because of Odom Lemokim, you know, you've got to speak to the audience. You've got to understand who the audience is. What's the difference? And he says, there's one fundamental difference. And that is that Yisroi comes along and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm coming to visit. I'm coming to visit. I'm sending you a message coming to visit. Elohim, the Pasuk says in Vayichad Yisroi, Ati Yadati, Pasuk Yudalef. Ati Yadati, Ki Godel Hashem Mikol Elohim. Now I know that Hashem Mikol Elohim. What's the difference between Hashem and Elohim? Hashem is God. God that exists. Yeah? God that created the world. Hashem. Yeah? Elohim is Midas Hadin. What kind of Midas Hadin? Ki Bedova Asher Zodu Aleim, says Rashi. Zod Aleim means Midah Keneged Midah. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elohim, is the King of Justice, the God of Justice, that works for Klal Yisrael Midah Keneged Midah. What does that mean to work Midah Keneged Midah? So as you know, in the Yam Suf, the people who made Klal Yisrael suffer more suffered more themselves. Those people who made Klal Yisrael suffer less themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the suffering of Klal Yisrael and made it personal. He made it personal. If Jews suffer, I'm going to make sure that person is going to suffer more. If the Jew didn't suffer, I'm going to make sure that person suffers less. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the suffering of every single individual Jew and very finely calculated how much tzar that particular Jew went through and made that enemy suffer based on that. This is not a God who's in Shemayim, who is distant. This is how Shpili Lirois Bashemayim of Oretz. This is a Kodesh Baruch who goes and he goes down from the Shemayim to the Oretz and sees the relationship with the Jewish people. Elokim Ashezodu Aleim taught us that Kodesh Baruch Hu is somebody who has a personal relationship with us. A personal relationship with us. This was something that Judaism represents. Judaism is not something that there's a God in heaven and we say Hail Marys and we walk out and do whatever we want. There's a personal relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we closeness to him, that he cares about us, that he worries about us, that he wants our relationship. That is something unique to Judaism. And that is what Yisrael is looking for. Yisrael was looking to see whether that is true. Whether that Judaism, what Moshe Rabbeinu represents as a word, does it really mean anything? So he gave him two tests. First test, he said to him, I'm arriving in the airport. Moshe Rabbeinu, text message, arriving from the Midian flight, Air Midian, arriving in to this, to the airport in Midbar Sinai, at 1400 hours. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu by that stage was not Moshe Rabbeinu that Yisrael knew. Moshe Rabbeinu was took his oil outside and he had Keren Oponov, and by that stage he'd taken Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and he'd crossed them the sea and he brought down the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was a God Lahador Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's see how Moshe Rabbeinu makes a relationship outside of himself. Let's see if Moshe Rabbeinu makes it personal. Or he'll send a contingent, he'll send a nice stretch limousine, that'll make sure that somebody has a little plaque and says, Yisroy and family, and smile there, with his shrimal on, and he'll show exactly who they are and bring them into the car. What did he do? Says a posuk, Vayetze Yisroy, Moshe Likrasi's posuk Zayim. He went towards his father-in-law, Vayishtachavu, and he bowed down, which means he's totally subjugated himself. And he'd made it a personal visit. He took it personally. He went out himself. So he went out. Moshe Rabbeinu went out. Moshe Rabbeinu went out by himself. So all his Talmidim went out. The whole Klal Yisrael went out to meet Yisrael. Right? Yisrael now understood that the first test was, let's see how Moshe accepts me, receives me. Moshe Rabbeinu received him like a Jew is received, because that is personal. It's nothing in the Torah. You cannot be away in the Torah up there and have completely away in your own little mountain. That is not Judaism. That may be Buddhism, but Judaism is about making the relationships personal, using the Torah, appreciating what you've had, and make a personal relationship. That is what Torah is about. And therefore Moshe understood. Yisrael said that is a sign that Torah teaches, the God Lahador represents what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, making relationships personal. Now I'm in, I'm going to be a Jew. But he wants to do one more test. The other test was, the next day he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Lo Tov Adavo. Next morning he wakes up, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, next morning, didn't even wait very long, Vayachos, and Moshe says, what's going on? What is this? I shall utter Islam that you are doing to the people. Why are you sitting there by yourself and the whole people are coming morning at Erev? And he said, people are coming to me, and what should I do? So he said, Lo Tov Adavo is not good what you're doing. He gave him criticism. As he said beforehand, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest person who ever was and ever will be in Jewish history, his father-in-law, his ex-father-in-law, comes along and starts giving him criticism. He can say, it's been fine till now. And really, honestly, it's fine. Have another cup of coffee, calm down, it's fine, we'll work it out. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? He listened carefully. Everything he said, he took on board and he changed. What's the idea behind that? Why? Because Yiddishkeit is not about being aloof, being disconnected. I am Moshe Rabbeinu, you are over here, I'll listen, but I'm not willing to actually take anything on board. It's about relationships. It's about connecting. It's about being part of the other person, caring about what the other person's going through. And if another person is suffering through this, Moshe is only too happy to hear, even if it comes out as some kind of rebuke or criticism, Moshe Ben takes it on board. That is the second test Yisrael has. And this Rabbeisai is the introduction, is a springboard to Kabbalah Satorah. This is before the Torah was given, is to teach us that Yiddishkeit is not about being another religion where we have got up that we don't have to necessarily have a relationship with, and therefore I don't have to learn that much, and I don't have to daven that much, and my Shemir Shabbos is not really that important, and my Tznius isn't that important because that's between me and God. And what is down here? My relationship I have with people. I've got to be very polite. I've got to be very nice. I've got to be very appreciative. I've got to be very generous to people. Says the Torah, before you start getting carried away, understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu is here with you, like your friends are here with you. And just like you're nice to your friends, and just like you're appreciative to your friends, you've got to have that same relationship, and far greater with the Borei Olam, who's given you your life, who's given you your family, who's given you sustenance, who's given you health, who's given you everything. That is relationship you need. Once you got that clear, once you understand how important Ma'odim L'mokim is, and Ma'odim L'chaveray is, now we can start and accept the Torah. Now we can get launch ourselves into Gualas HaTorah and understand, as a Jew, what perception we should have, what concepts of relationships we can have, and only then we can actually start receiving Torah. That is why it's given before the Torah. There's one short more vault he says, and he says that why was this such a genius, Reb Pinchas? What was such genius of Yisrael over here? He sees Moshe is overloaded. You ever been the Havdol to Misrad HaPanim? Yeah. So I was made Misrad HaPanim recently in Bet Shemesh, and somebody says to me, "It's like Gehenna here." I said, "It's not, it's worse, because Gehenna, we know you're out after 11 months." Right? So, I've got a very, very easy way of getting rid of the stress. There are 4 empty workstations there. Employ 4 more people. Easy. Spread the stress, spread the workload. Right? There's 4 empty places there. And taksiv, there's a taksiv la hakol to look after these people in whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. Right. So what's the idea? What's the idea behind this? Why? What's pshat? It's poshut seichel. See, Moshe Rabbeinu is being overloaded. Yisrael says, get a bunch of people in there. Brilliant idea. Wow, what a good idea. How fantastic. What's a brilliant idea about that? Moshe is being overloaded. The lines are going all the way down. Get more people, employ them. What's the gamble? So you need Yisrael for that. And that's going to be said before the Kabbalah Satorah. The teretz is that Klal Yisrael could view one individual as the only person who is egalitarian. Not egalitarian, is that correct word? Of being a very unique individual, that he is ultimately the only person who we look up to. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody else isn't choshuv. Anybody else, unless they become a Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't value them. We don't ask their advice. We don't go to them. We don't see them being important. We don't daven. Yeah, and therefore a mother is going not daven for her children. It's going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Yisroi, no. We've got to get this clear to Klal Yisroel. That of course there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course Moshe Rabbeinu theoretically could speed up the lines very quickly. Look at a person, Yuchai, if you're Potter, you have to pay half, you have to pay 3 quarters. He can see in the voice. He can see straight away what's going on. Of course he can speed up the lines. But that's not what we want. We want there to be a situation where we have Sorei Meos, Sorei Lofim, Sorei Asoros, that 1 out of every 10 people can be a rabbi. 1 out of every 10 people can be, 100 people can be a super rabbi. 1 out of every 1,000 people can be a super, super rabbi. That is different levels of Klal Yisrael that you have to have the ability to and the initiative and the drive to be able to climb yourself up the ladders of hierarchy, of Yiddishkeit, and that is a possibility that every mother should daven. I want my child to be something. He may not be a Sorei Lofim, let him be a Sorei Meo. If not a Sorei Meo, let him be a Sorei Asoro. This is the guidance before the Torah is given. Torah is not given to the greatest Moshe Rabbeinu, and nobody else has a chelik in it. We all have a chelik. We all have a chelik in Ben Adon L'Chaveiroi. We all have a chelik in Ben Adon L'Mokoi, and that is the introduction over here to Torah, to Kabbalah Satorah.